Let's be honest, there are not many goals from four decades ago that would persuade normally rational people to stand in the middle of a deserted football stadium on a cold Friday afternoon. But then, it was some goal.
Now Tudor's gone down for Newcastle. Radford again. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! Radford the scorer!
The challenge was to reenact Ronnie Radford's legendary strike, and overseeing proceedings was Radford's player-manager on that day in 1972, Colin Addison.
I don't know if they've got the right spot, actually. No one's marking it out, but they're all been looking at the videos and looking at the replays. But, yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I think, is it £500, is it? Whoever can score and put in it that blue square marker in the goal.
Blue Square Bet clearly had a vested interest in this. After all, it was their cash the fans were playing for. So their representative, Alan Alger, donned the goalkeeping kit to try to save his company some serious money. Let's just say the early efforts didn't seriously trouble him, but United supporters then started finding their range.
Jake Jones.
Well, Jake, well done. 500 quid in the kitty. You must be chuffed a bit with that.
Yeah, they deserve it. Well, we need it as well, I think. Good result. I'm happy with it.
Kevin McCall. This is great. It's when he laid it across, it's a little bit harder so I can get a bit behind it. So I was confident I'd do it with the left foot.
The FA Cup has been very good to United over the years. More than once in the past, it's helped them out of a tight financial corner. And the £70,000 they'll receive from the televising of Monday's game at Cheltenham is another such example. The Independent Supporters Association chairman is Keith Dodd.
It's lovely. Everything just keeps the sort of name of Erith United in the profile and everything else all goes to help. And every time it goes in, it's £500 out. We can get a few more.
Three fans and assistant manager Andy Porter all hit the target. So United made £2,000, which Blue Square Bet then made up to £5,000. Their spokesman, come goalkeeper Alan Olga, felt it had been a good day all round.
Fantastic afternoon's entertainment. I was touch and go to make it because of the train, so I was quite worried that there'd be no goalkeeper at all. Then it'd have been a lot easier. It's been a fantastic day and it's been some good exposure for us, good exposure for the club as well, so I think that's the least we can do.
One thing's for sure, even those fans who did score would have left Edgar Street with an even greater opinion of that 1972 vintage strike that was named the goal of the century.
Radford again. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! Radford the scorer! Ronnie Radford!